Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today to urge my colleagues to support the CARE as an Economic Development Strategy Act. I'd like to start by honoring my co-author of this bill, who recently passed away unexpectedly, Congressman Don Young, the longest serving member of this body, the Dean of the House. As my partner on this bill, I got to see his dedication to serving the people up close. Even though he's no longer with us in this chamber, I know that Congressman Young will be proud that the full House is considering the bill that we worked so hard on together to help our kids and our communities. We authored this legislation with a simple idea in mind. Investing in CARE will help get people back to work, create good-paying jobs, and create a stronger economy for everyone. I know this firsthand as the working mom of my 6-year-old son, my Carter Cakes. My ability to be standing before you today is dependent on making sure that my Carter Cakes is safe and cared for. And let me tell y'all, it can even be difficult for families like mine. When I was pregnant with Carter, we struggled to find childcare that was affordable and accessible. And today, it's up to my husband, Leslie, and I to make sure that he's continued to be cared for so that I can serve the people. Just this month, my husband had to take a day off from his job so that I could make a last-minute trip to D.C. when school was closed for a teacher workday. And later that same week, it was my turn. It became Bring Carter to Work Day. So in Atlanta, Leslie traveled to do his job, and I was home with Carter as he attended many Zoom sessions in Congress. We've made it work, but unfortunately, during this pandemic, not everyone has been as lucky as my family. Earlier this week, I visited Our House, a childcare center in my district that serves some of the most marginalized families, families experiencing homelessness and housing insecurity. One of the providers told me that during the height of the pandemic, a parent told her that she had to reopen because Corona may kill me, but poverty definitely will if I can't go to work to provide for my family. CARE is not a luxury, it's a lifeline. Women, especially women of color, have been forced to drop out of the labor market at record rates during the COVID pandemic. This impacts the prosperity of our families and our economy at large. CARE is an economic development strategy, and it's time that we treated it like one. My SEDS Act will ensure CARE accessibility is prioritized for all communities and all constituents. Currently, economic development districts must consider transportation access, workforce development, technology use, and environmental protection when creating their comprehensive economic development strategies. Right now, there is no mention of considering quality, affordable, CARE-based services. The SEDS Act would simply add this as a consideration. This bill will treat child care, early childhood education, disability and long-term care, and elder care as essential to communities' economic development. When we do this, we can help folks return to work, provide for their families, and invigorate our economy while knowing that their loved ones are in good hands. I bring this bill before you today for every caregiver who's been forced to leave the workforce, for every working parent who's given up on finding a solution that works, for every person who feels forced to choose between their loved ones and their livelihoods. It doesn't have to be this way, y'all. I urge all members to support this legislation for our children, our seniors, and our families nationwide. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I yield back.